This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to attorney Brad Smith of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Smith, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Tammy Patterson, please note the following medical letter, period. Tammy is T-A-M-M-Y, last name P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. On June 11th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, reviewed photos, comma, reviewed bills, comma, reviewed the accident report, comma, and took the history directly from the client via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 49-year-old female, height 5'5" tall, weight 183 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about March 30th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain significant injury, period. She was going through a red light when another driver, who was a 17-year-old, made a turn forcing the collision, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. I did review photos of the damage to the vehicles, period. The patient was in a 2020 Subaru SUV. The other vehicle was a Chevy car, period. The impact was in the front of the patient's vehicle, period. The patient was jerked and airbags were deployed, period. She had immediate pain in her neck, comma, chest, comma, left shoulder, comma, right leg, comma, right hip, comma, bilateral shins, comma, and her entire back, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having neck pain that radiates down both arms, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. The pain is intermittent, period. It occurs a few hours per day, period. It is a burning, stabbing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 2 out of 10 to a bad day of 5 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both arms into the fingers. However, the left is greater than the right, period. The numbness and tingling is in both hands and bilateral fingers 1 through 3, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to IU Health Bloomington. She was treated and released after diagnostic studies and medicines, period. The next 1 to 2 days, she was seen at Monroe Family Health. She was seen there several times. She ultimately had an MRI of the neck, period. She had several sessions of physical therapy, period. She saw a neurosurgeon in Bloomington and had nerve studies. She was told that she had bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome triggered by the automobile accident, period. She was put in hand braces bilaterally, period. She saw a chiropractor several times with manipulation and therapy, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems lifting over 20 pounds, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as lifting weights, comma, volleyball, comma, walking over a mile, comma, sleeping, comma, and standing over 20 minutes, period. New paragraph. Medications include over-the-counter medications. New paragraph, present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph, past medical history denies. New paragraph, past surgical history is positive for tonsillectomy and ovary repair, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. The patient never had carpal tunnel symptoms in the past, period. The patient has The patient has not had pain down her arms in the past period. The patient's low back was injured in 2006 from her sedentary lifestyle when her back froze up, and she did get an injection in the emergency room period. This low back did heal without permanency, and it may possibly be related to an old athletic injury period. In February of 2023, in the volleyball league, she injured her right knee. She had a small tear of the meniscus. It was treated with physical therapy, but still clicks, period. The patient has not been in any serious prior automobile accidents, period. The patient had a minor automobile accident at age 11 with no injury or treatment, period. The patient has not had work injuries, period. The patient's left hand was injured when she tripped over a broken sidewalk in December of 2023, period. She was told that she had a sprained hand without permanency. She was told she had a sprained hand, but she does have some permanency to her hand and is presently getting occupational therapy, period. The injury to the left hand included fingers, middle, and ring, period. She was advised to get an MRI for ligament damage, period. She had a minor automobile accident in 2010. There was really no treatment, but she was checked out with her family doctor that resulted in no treatment or permanency, period. It is difficult for her to remember, but she suspects it was the low back, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that of a bank teller, trainer, full-time, period. She did miss 3 months of work as a result of this injury, period. She is presently working full-time but with pain and needs to take frequent breaks, period. This does affect her typing ability, and she is limited on her sitting and needs to get up from a sitting position frequently, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room report, March 30th, 2022, IU Bloomington Hospital. Diagnosis was motor vehicle accident as well as cervical strain. They state 47-year-old female presents to the ED in EMS vehicle after MVA, period. Was a restrained passenger in a Subaru Ascent, that's A-S-C-E-N-T, was a restrained driver in a Subaru Ascent when a car pulled in front of her, making a right turn, which she was not able to brake in time and collided, period. Airbags did deploy. Patient reports base of neck pain, comma, mid-back pain, comma, left shoulder pain from her seatbelt, comma, and leg pain from airbag, period. They noted abnormalities on physical examination. They did a CT of the cervical spine that showed no acute cervical spine findings, period. Their assessment was 1 MVC, 2 cervical strain. They prescribed hydrocodone, ketorolac, and methcarbamol, period. The CT of the cervical spine showed diffuse cervical canal narrowing, measuring 9 millimeters in AP diameter, likely congenital, period. Reyes Radiology, R-A-Y-U-S, MRI of the cervical spine, September 30th, 2022. Conclusions, 1, moderate to severe right and moderate left foraminal stenosis at C6-7 with mild to moderate central spinal stenosis, period. 2, moderate to severe left and moderate right foraminal stenosis at C5-6 with moderate central spinal stenosis, period. 3, severe bilateral foraminal stenosis at C4-5 with moderate central spinal stenosis, period. 4, severe left and moderate right foraminal stenosis at C3-4 with moderate central spinal stenosis, period. 5, moderate to severe right foraminal stenosis at C2-3, period. Neurosurgical Clinic of Bloomington, April 28, 2022. States was involved in a motor vehicle accident on or about March 30, 2022, period. She was hit by another car and developed problems with neck pain, comma, some headaches, comma, interscapular pain, comma, with occasional arm pain, period. She also developed back pain, period. MRI of the cervical spine showed her to have congenital spinal stenosis, period. On physical examination, there was limited neck flexion and extension with slightly limited rotation, period. Diagnosis included Diagnosis included spinal stenosis, cervical region, comma, radiculopathy, cervical region, comma, cervical algia, comma, and unspecified low back pain, period. I do not think she is going to require surgery for this. I have asked her to try Fioricet for the problems with her neck and headaches, period. Another note from Neurosurgical Clinic of Bloomington. September 29th, 2022. She was previously seen several months ago after a motor vehicle accident, period. Since then, however, she has developed increasing left greater than right shoulder pain with bilateral arm pain, comma, numbness and tingling, period. The numbness and tingling have been in a C6 and possibly C7 distribution or potentially a carpal tunnel type problem in that it involves the thumb, comma, index, and middle fingers primarily, period. His diagnosis, including the past diagnoses, also include carpal tunnel syndrome. He states that he thinks it is reasonable to look at getting an MRI scan of the neck and EMG/nerve conduction study of the upper extremities, period. Of note is that she also states she injured her left wrist in the motor vehicle accident, period. This has given her some consistent pain, period. Another note from Neurosurgical Clinic of Bloomington. October 10th, 2022, states her EMG and nerve conduction study showed moderate to severe carpal tunnel on the right and moderate on the left, period. These are symptomatic at this time, period. Abnormalities were noted on physical examination. The diagnosis included carpal tunnel syndrome, comma, spinal stenosis cervical region, comma, and other cervical disc degeneration, period. Treatment plan, she is moving to Pennsylvania, period. I have recommended that she use carpal tunnel splints, period. We did discuss injections or surgery, but she is going to be moving and wants to just try the splints initially, period. With regards to the neck, I think she will need something done in the future, but is not really emergent or urgent at this point, period. ATI physical therapy note, discharge summary, August 19th, 2022, presents the physical therapy with signs and symptoms consistent with radiculopathy cervical, period. Another emergency room record, January 1st, 2023. Kona Ma Memorial Medical Center, that's Konemaugh Memorial Medical Center, presents to the emergency room department with a chief complaint of back pain, period. Patient states she was in a car accident March 22 and has been having intermittent back spasms and pain since this period. Diagnosis was chronic right-sided thoracic back pain, period. They prescribed prednisone, period. Maine's Chiropractic Center, MAINS, March 29th, 2023. Diagnosis was segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical region, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the thoracic region, comma, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the sacral region, comma, and contracture of muscle multiple sites, period. Laurel Chiropractic Center, that's L-A-U-R-E-L, Chiropractic Center, note, January 27th, 2023. Diagnosis is vertebrogenic low back pain, comma, pain in the thoracic spine, comma, and cervical algia, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I, Dr. Mandel, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of March 30th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, and aggravation of congenital spinal stenosis, period. Two, bilateral carpal tunnel disease being moderate to severe on the right and moderate on the left, period. Number three, chest trauma and pain resolved. Four, left shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain resolved. Five, right leg trauma, comma, and strain resolved. Number six, right hip trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain resolved. Number seven, bilateral shin trauma, comma, sprain, comma, and pain resolved. Number eight, thoracic, lumbar, and sacral trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain improved, period. The above eight diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of March 30th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, please note the following impairment ratings, period. In reference to the cervical region, utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the bilateral wrists, utilizing Table 15-21, in reference to the left wrist, the patient has a 3% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 2 whole body impairment, period. In reference to the right wrist, the patient has a 5% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 3% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these three whole body impairments, the patient has an 8% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of March 30th, 2022, period. By permanent impairment, I am stating that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in all three areas for the remainder of her entire life, period. As the patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. More chiropractic and physical therapy will be approximately $2,500, period. Over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. Cost of neck braces and wrist splints would be approximately $250, need to be replaced every 2 years, and this would be up until the time that she has permanent corrective surgery in all three areas, period. Some injections in her cervical area will cost approximately $3,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. The patient will ultimately, down the road, require definitive next surgery period. Cost of this surgery would be $125,000 and would be all-inclusive of hospital anesthesia, comma, surgeon, comma, and post-op physical therapy period. Surgery to the bilateral wrist will ultimately need to be done for the carpal tunnel disease period. These cannot be done at the same time and will have to be done at different time frames period. Cost of each wrist surgery will be approximately $80,000 for each wrist period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, bills, comma, photographs, comma, accident report, comma, taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.